The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. The 24th of September, it's hump day, and 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Who's in there? Ben's in there. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Is there any national day today?
It's National Punctuation Day.
Well, that's good. Period.
Women's Health and Fitness Day, last Wednesday in September.
Okay. Question mark.
Cherry's Jubilee Day.
Oh, comma, goody. Okay, so you're getting this about National Punctuation Day? You know, period, question mark, comma. Hello?
Who, me? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, question mark. Okay. Am I the only one that thought that was amusing?
Well, okay.
Obviously I am. So okay. What's the weather look like?
Good morning, everyone. How are you on this a beautiful Wednesday? It's the 24th. Going to be about 94 today. Our highs, overnight lows will be mostly clear with 65. Thursday, tomorrow, calling for 94, sunny once again, mostly clear skies Thursday night with around 66. Now, Friday, we move back up to 99. It looks like Friday night's going to be around 66. Saturday, 92. 80. We dropped 10 degrees to 82. What a fabulous day. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated in Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business where they always strive to help our residents here, giving special discounts to seniors and veterans. They give them a call at 365-3793. Well, October's right around the corner, and what must that mean? It's a great time for festivals. We all know that so many things are going on. We have a very special guest in the studio this morning. Kind of caught me by surprise because Carl books the shows. So he'll have stuff in his calendar, and I'll come in and have a great big whoop of a surprise. So good morning, Greg. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, it was Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland. I just texted him and said, we're here. And so, you know, sometimes people, I know what I do in my calendar. Sometimes I'll book a Wednesday thinking it's a Thursday in a box. So that could happen. But Greg Takamoto is here, and we've been so honored to have you come on our station before on my nighttime show, and you've played, and you are just a fabulous, amazing musician, and both you and Cleveland have come together to put together a wonderful festival, or a what you would call a
Jazz festival.
A jazz festival.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just say good morning, and why don't you shoot so you can help our listeners talk about where it is, when it is, and what's happening.
Yeah, so this is our second annual jazz festival we're putting on. This year we're going to do it at Whistle Stop Park.
Yeah.
We moved it up a month to October, so the weather will hold a little bit. And it's going to be on Saturday, October 25th.
Right.
You'll be playing there.
I'm very excited.
With
Cleveland and Paul Sen and Bruce Kalin.
Yeah, an amazing lineup.
And Paul is back.
Yeah.
So we're all excited about that.
Agree.
And, of course, are you playing?
I am not playing this year. I played a lot last year, so I figured I'd take a year off.
Maybe you'll pop in and sit in with somebody.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Isn't that how it goes? You'll have your act
right
by the stage.
It's a different thing for me to put something on as opposed to play something. But, you know, we I, I you know, Cleveland and I wanted to do this mainly for the love of jazz and to get musicians out to feature North State musicians. I mean, we have everybody. We have the Joe Catania Quartet, Nala Kathleen Quartet, Vintage Jazz Quintet, Your Quartet, Linda Bott Quartet. We have a North State Jazz Orchestra debuting new music. We have the Chico Jazz Collective from down south. We have so many musicians in the North State that we would love to feature. And so it's an all-day event. It starts at 10:30. We have vendors there, vintage vendors, food trucks. We're going to have wine. And so we're going to give people there a chance to shop in the morning, and then the music starts at noon.
Now, how I'm trying to see how this works as a festival. Do you buy tickets? Is it open to the public? Have you been, has there been a grant so you guys are get paid? I mean, just share with me the mechanics of it.
Yeah, so, right now we're personally funding this.
Okay.
We are under a, nonprofit organization,
okay.
Reading Piano Angels, under Pat Karch was gracious enough to allow us to kind of be under their nonprofit. And, so we are accepting, donations, to it, but yeah, we're personally funding it like we did last year as well. I think we did get a small, Viva Downtown grant, but that was not there this year. So, you know, we're just selling tickets. You can go to, fallintojazz.com.
Fallintojazz.com. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Right. So people can then feel like, okay, I went to go see this. I gave some money. And then what, bring a chair and a blanket, and it's almost like jazz at one of the wineries.
Yeah, so we're trying to make it, like that jazz, like at a winery. Just a day event where people can just have fun and bring their family out, shop, listen to music all day. And we wanted to really make use of the new Whistle Stop Park in downtown.
I love it.
Which is a beautiful outdoor venue.
Well, my parents, when in the 70s, took us to go see, and I was a young teenager, to go see Carmen McRae I don't know what, one of the wineries. And I just remember the feeling of being out there on a blanket and picnic and hearing great jazz. It really affected me as a teenager. So you can do this with your family, kids running around, who cares? It's like you're there for the love of the music.
Right. So this is going to be October the
25th, Saturday.
October the 25th.
10:30 to 7.
And it's going to be an all-day affair.
Yeah.
And the cost for this? How are you going to do this?
Oh, so we're selling our tickets on TicketLeap like we did last year. So they can go to fallintojazz.com, the big button that says buy tickets, and it takes you right to our TicketLeap website. And you can read about the event there or on our website. Our website also has, like, bios of the musicians performing. Mm-hmm. It also has, like, sponsors.
This is going to be an all-day thing. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And I've been telling people about it.
Some of the best artists, the best artists around, I'm not going to just limit it to the North State.
No, I mean, because they're coming in from Chico, but I mean, just wonderful music. So,
yeah, all day.
And outside by the Whistle Park, and that is, we walk there every day with our dog, and it's a really cool little park.
It is.
Right downtown
cool
Reading.
Yeah.
And the cool thing
right across
is,
from the, it's kind of across from the,
Hearth.
And
Kitty Corner.
From there. So, and it's got a area there that people can put their chairs up and in a grassy area.
I mean, we'll have chairs there. We have sitting area and we have porta potties. I mean, so we're fully equipped for the full day.
It's going to be cool.
So, Greg, you put the festival on last year, and then you've gone on to do it this year, but it sounds like it's not because I'm in it, because it's bigger.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but I love the whole outside October feeling, because that's what reminds me of a festival, is outside and in the elements. And, you know, when you're performing outside, you never know if a bug's going to fly in your face.
Right.
You don't care because you're in this thing about doing your music with the air in your face and knowing that people are out there just having a great time. So congratulations again, October 25th. We're going to have you back on.
Okay.
All right. You and Cleveland will come back on.
This was an early warning.
This is a quick.
It was early. Yeah. Early warning. Quick then we'll get
kiss.
You back on for a longer period of time. Maybe have somebody in here that can go boom, 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 boom. Yeah. You know, play something.
Mark your calendars for October 25th, starting at 10:30. So it's a daytime festival.
Yeah, all day. It's 10:30 to 7 p.m. Yeah.
I'm looking forward.
Full
to
day
it.
Of acts and
great.
Everything. Yeah.
Thank
you guys
you,
for
Greg.
Having me on.
Oh yeah.
Thank
well,
you.
Let's
Greg
get your and go to.
Fallintojazz.com.
All right. Thank you.
And then that'll take you right to the ticket place.
Yeah, so there's a big button right in the middle of the screen. We have commercials on there, too. I mean, just about the festival stuff.
Sure. Yeah. I've seen it. It looks great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Greg.
All right. Appreciate you, too.
When's the next time you're going to be
performing?
I have something in Nevada City coming up in a couple weeks. And
Nevada City.
Yeah.
Do you walk? Do you wear a cowboy hat?
No, not me.
Okay.
So when you come back, we want to hear more about you and your school of music.
Okay.
That's a transformational thing here in writing for young and up or any age of, performing or perfecting your artistry or learning more about your artistry. So Greg Takamoto, thank you so much. And what is the name of your school again?
Reading Music School.
Reading Music School. Okay.
Yeah, there
so
we go.
Cleveland Bonet, Greg, where, it's called the Fall Into Jazz Festival.
Yeah, and they go fallintojazz.com.
Fallintojazz.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we'll be right. Oh, you already said that.
Okay.
That time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric with so many sizes available? You'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauk's Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at laukslandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back. Good morning on this Wednesday. I'm in a good mood today. It's just, I just stepped outside to say goodbye
amazing,
to Greg. And
what happens when we get a full night's sleep.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. Gosh, not uninterrupted.
You know what? I didn't realize people could feel like this. By getting 8 hours of sleep. My gosh. Well, you know, why didn't somebody tell me about this sooner?
I think what happened is our cells were fed with rest. It's so important. Anyway, so I was outside saying goodbye to Greg, and I was like, oh my God, what a beautiful morning. It's just beautiful outside. So we are blessed living in the North State. Speaking of what it is to be outside in this gorgeous North State that we have, Holiday Harbor is offering a fishing special for the month of October, 15% off your rental. And if you mention this ad that you heard it on KCNR, you'll receive an additional 10% off. Renting houseboats from now until the end of October. I know we are going to be really working hard to get out there this next weekend. For even if it's just overnight, what it is, it's like such an escape. 15 minutes away, you're out on this beautiful, talk about sleeping when you're on a houseboat overnight, going up to the top, looking at the stars. It's almost as if you got a week getaway and in just one night. So if you only have just a couple days or something, just know that October is the most special time to get out there and that you can get a special rate. Give them a call at 530.
Did you tell them what the rate was?
No.
15% off.
Yes, I did. 15% and 10% if you mention this radio ad.
25% off if you mention KCNR, Free Fire Radio, Carl or Linda, or maybe even Buford. Okay.
And I love that. Kevin and his gang out there. Good morning, Kevin, if you're listening. They are so helpful and so kind and so nice. And when you go down there, don't be afraid because the help down there, they've been down working with Holiday Harbor as a team for like 30 years. And they just are like a family, and they're going to help you on the boat and off the boat, what to do, how to do it. Even if you have to, they'll take you out. They're just very accommodating. So no fear around, why would I go out there? I don't drive a boat. I don't know how to do this.
And you can reach them at lakeshasta.com.
Or call 530-238-2383.
We're here with Laura Hobbs. They turned in 10,000 signatures. I don't know why I didn't know. I mean, I knew about it, but I didn't. Y'all went out and collected 10,000 signatures.
That's right. It took us about 6 months, and it was quite an effort. We had over 50 volunteers out there in front of Walmart, in front of Raley's. I'm surprised we didn't encounter you guys out there.
You know, maybe, I see people collecting signatures. I usually find the furthest entrance.
Right.
I used to be that person, too.
Yeah.
Hey, what are these 10,000 signatures for, though?
We want to reform our elections, and so the one that most people really identified with was having voter ID, so showing a driver's license when you go in to vote to confirm that you are who you say you are.
What if you don't have a driver's license?
If you don't have a driver's license, any government-issued photo ID that has a picture of you that
can be used for
identification.
Which you can get anywhere. Is that correct?
Yeah,
or is
pretty
it hard?
Much. So
is it hard?
It's actually pretty easy. Most people do have driver's licenses. If not, you can get a California ID if you're not a driver.
Yeah.
And so where do they get that at? At DMV?
DMV, yes. You can also use like a passport, anything with your photo on it. If you're a vet, you could use your veteran card. That type of thing.
Anything that's got a photo on. You know, and people say this will, and I, you know, some people can't figure that out, and I'm not sure if they can't figure out how to get a photo ID, since I think at most you need it for everything. You know, if you rent a motel room, if you buy anything,
yeah.
In many cases, I mean, it's everybody should have some kind of ID.
Yeah, I went down.
And if you don't have an ID, well, if this is a law, maybe it's time to get an ID.
I'm not sure. I went down to the Secretary of State's office in Sacramento to see Shirley Weber. She was putting on an event there a year back. And I was asked to show my ID just to get in the building.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know that they have required it for other purposes.
Right.
And
to get on a plane?
To get
to
on
travel.
A plane. Yep.
What if you have to do that with a bus ticket? I'm curious.
A bus ticket?
Yeah.
To show your ID?
Yeah.
I'd never really thought
of
that.
You mean if
that.
You're like Greyhound in it?
Yeah. I wonder if
you might, because I think they check luggage and everything now.
I don't know. I'm just curious. It just made me think about travel. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
Please.
So that's part of it. That's what most people, I mean, overwhelmingly, we got a very positive response.
And that's across the United States from every poll I see. Yes, it's 60-70% of people think that people should be, should show their ID just to show who they are.
Just to
confirm. Okay, so some of the other things that y'all wanted.
So we also want to have same-day election results. Right now, as it stands, we wait about 3 weeks after the election to get the final results. What we're doing is we're setting it up so we can know the night of the election who won and who lost. We will be using hand counting so that we know that it takes about 1 hour to count 50 ballots with a counting team of four. You start at 7 a.m., you finish at 8 p.m. If you have a couple more hours left, you get it done that evening or shortly thereafter, and you know then and there who won and who lost, and this counting will be done at the precincts. We also want to have clean voter rolls. We want to have paper poll books, and that's actually already been done by our current ROV. He got rid of the electronic poll pads. So some of this stuff is already happening.
The clean voter rolls is, you want it locally maintained, but under the federal law, it's under the state.
Actually, that is not federal law. I know there is HAVA laws, which say the state has to clean the voter roll. However, as far as the control about who enters the voters into the voter roll, that there's no state legislation or
no,
national
the county
legislation.
Does that, but it's up to the state then to clear it, according to Clint Curtis yesterday.
Well, there is HAVA laws that say the state has to clean it, but it's also incumbent on the local election official.
The local election official can put in all the changes, but it still has to be finalized by the state.
Well, this is something that is going to enable us to have more local control and more sovereignty. So if the DMV says, hey, look, we have 100 voters we're going to add in, it'll be incumbent upon us to vet each one of those and make sure that everything's correct, address is correct, they're citizens of the United States, and they're qualified to vote. They're over 18.
Okay, that's new people coming in. But for people that are already on the roll, not to be pedantic about this, but it's very frustrating for our ROV to want to be cleaning the rolls, but then it lingers and sometimes isn't done. But
I can speak to that a little bit because I've spoken with Clint Curtis on this topic as well, and what he intends to do is to give a list to the state and say, remove these. And if they don't remove them, then to turn them in, and let the DOJ know that, hey, look, we gave this list to the state. But that's a lot of bureaucratic wrangling. What we're doing is saying, hey, we just want to keep the sovereignty here locally. We want local control. And that's why now that we're a charter amendment, we can do that. We can have local control. We can it's under Article 11 of the California Constitution. Municipal affairs can be controlled by a charter county, and we become followers of charter law instead of followers of general law.
So does that mean then that you can have one-day voting, have everybody show up if you're a charter county?
That's correct. Or if you're a charter city, like in the case of Huntington Beach, they recently enacted a voter ID law there, and they are a charter city. The state went ahead and sued them in court, and the state lost. So as it stands now, it was under appeal. They were granted appeal, but then when it was remanded back to the judge again sided with the city of Huntington Beach that wanted to have voter ID for their citizens.
Okay, so we're kind of, what would you say, mirroring?
Yeah, we're so following we can their
example.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
When did we become charter?
We became charter. It was enacted by the previous board, and they put it on the ballot. We voted on it in, it was March 5th of 2024. The citizens voted to have a charter county, and it became effective, or so we thought, on January 1st of 2025.
Not so fast.
Okay. Yeah, but there was a little snafu there, but it's all been ironed out.
Somebody didn't put the paperwork in.
Oh,
so,
well,
but,
here's the
but
thing.
We're now a charter county.
Yes. Okay, so here's a positive takeaway for me, is that, you know, there's a lot of things that we can't do from the state capitol, meaning if they're going to redistrict, but we can still vote to not have that happen, however much our vote really counts up here. I don't know. But, you know, and so if we redistrict, we were talking about how upsetting that is for us. But with the charter, that is giving us what we can do locally, more of a hand in what we can do locally. Because when Carl and I sit in different circles and people, but I go, well, it really starts with you. First of all, it's a trickle down.
Yes.
So it's how you are to your neighbor, how you are with your life, how you are with your family and your friends. Then from there, it goes to like, what are you doing in your neighborhood? And then what are you doing in your community? Are you just going to sit there and complain in your armchair?
Correct. And this is, it's something that should be very empowering to all of your listeners, is local action has national impact. And we need to, if we want change in this country, we have to start where we're at.
I love that.
Well, you know, we have to take a quick break. We're here with Laura Hobbs, and 10,000 signatures were turned in to I guess it would be to add things to our county charter. Voter ID, same day results, paper poll books, which are already there. One day election, hand count at precinct, which is against the law.
General law, yeah.
Yeah. And clean the voter rolls, which is, that's a battle because they're trying to, but then the state can lag on it, and then I guess we can turn them in to the mm-hmm. Department of Justice if they don't clean them. Because that's very important,
yes,
to have clean voter rolls. It's a problem that faces the whole country.
Absolutely. And we'll probably be having some executive orders coming down from President Trump in the near future.
Okay. 7:31 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash, Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes, palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning here on the 24th, streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. Thinking about purchasing an electric car? Redding Electric Utility has rebates that available that can help. It's not just a car. It's any vehicle, truck, SUV, bicycle. They've got rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. We're here with Laura Hobbs. They just turned in 10,000 signatures and to modify the county charter, and has to do with elections. And some of the things include voter ID, same-day results, hand counting at the precincts, clean voter rolls, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You've been over talking to Curtis.
Yes.
I took a tour, and he opened it up for other people. And I don't think if he – and then he got the money yesterday to get the other two machines
in. Oh, good.
Yeah. And the reason that's good is that gives us six machines that will, after the four people look at the ballots, and they go through eight eyes, and then another guy sitting behind him is kind of watching, plus 30 observers behind them and video cameras looking at each ballot, then they run through this machine. And if it's a close election, you can literally take that videotape, if you trust that it hasn't been altered. And I just throw that out there because some people go, well, it could be altered. And you can literally count each ballot individually because it's being recorded. And then there shouldn't be any question on the number of ballots and who, and, but you don't know who the people are. I mean, it's not marked on there, so you don't know Laura voted this way, Linda voted this way. So, totally anonymous. Does this meet some of these things that you all are wanting to put on the charter?
Actually,
because she says he can get it done in a day.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I like what Clint Curtis is doing. I like the full transparency and the videoing and going back. And so it meets a lot of what we want to see. This, the whole purpose of this reform is because we wanted more transparency and more security on the ballots. And what he's doing is he's counting the stack. Say it's a stack of 50. He counts it before it goes in and then get the machine count, and he counts it after it comes out. So he makes sure that those numbers are reconciling. And what we saw in previous elections with Joanna Francesca is that
when she was on the stand under oath in the Hobbs versus Allen trial, she said that there was no threshold by which the two numbers had to reconcile and had to match. So she said if the machine number was different than the number for that batch, they used the machine number. They didn't make sure that those two numbers correlated. And what we had in the most recent November 2024 election was they had counted 2,783 more ballots than people who actually voted. So at the end, you get a roster, and it tells you the name and the address of all the people who voted. In that roster, there were fewer people than the number of ballots that were counted by the machine. So what Clint Curtis is doing is he's actually eliminating that avenue. We don't know if the machine just came up with ballots out of thin air or if there was a problem reconciling. So what Clint Curtis is doing is he's putting a level of reconciliation that will make it very hard for anyone to cheat. And with the videography, you can go back and see with your own eyes.
Well, and there's other things, too. It's keeping a positive chain of custody.
Yes.
Oh.
Chain of custody.
Dolores, good morning. Do you have a question about this?
Yes. Good morning, Carl. Yes, I have a question. In regarding becoming a charter, the charter became charter, okay? The county became charter, what, September 9th of this year? Meaning September 9th, and from what I understand of the Secretary of State actually said that the county became a charter September 9th of 2025. When they received the documents that they needed to submit, that's when they became a charter. So does this mean that 6 months that it took you to gather those signatures are valid? Because what I received from the Secretary of State yesterday, all the documents and emails in between the county and the Secretary of State, I'm looking at the documents where it says county became charter September 9th. And they did not backdate the votes came in and they said we were charter. They did not backdate it 18, 19 months back. So, does that mean your signatures are not valid because it didn't start until September 9th?
No, that it does not mean that. We submitted our signatures on September 16th. We followed all protocols and all laws.
So it was after it had been accepted.
Yeah.
So there. So these will be good. So
yeah, thank
you. And this goes. This also has to go to an election.
June. So if we pass the signature verification process, then it'll go on to the ballot, and the voters will get to decide. In order to pass, it'll have to get 50% plus one.
Okay.
But they collected the signatures on the old county rules and by the state because we were not a charter until just recently.
It doesn't make any difference, Dolores. Because they didn't turn them in until after they became a charter county.
Okay. Well, I'm reading from the Secretary of State, it says, all right, thank you.
You bet. I think it didn't make any difference when you're collecting.
Yeah, it does not. We followed all the laws, all the applicable laws according to the government code.
Now, if you had turned it in before it was a charter county, that could have been a problem.
Possibly.
But you didn't.
We have the right to circulate a petition.
Okay.
No matter.
So the end result on this is on June, I guess I heard June 4th. I don't know why I heard such a specific date. There's going to be another election or another. Yeah.
Oh, the primary.
The primaries. Okay. Mm-hmm. On the primaries, this will be on the primary.
Most likely, yes. It'll be either on that ballot or if they call a special election, it could be prior to that, but that is up to the ROV to decide.
Now, can then the board can say, okay, but this hand-counted precincts,
mm-hmm.
that kind of negates everything that Clint Curtis is doing.
Well, not everything. We could still do the videography. We could still count and keep reconcile the ballots, keep strict chain of custody. All of those things will be employed, only it'll be employed at each precinct instead of in a centralized location.
Are they put into another machine there?
You know, they could be. What we wrote in this charter is that we've
counted it. Now we're going to put it in this machine so it can be automated.
Yeah. So if we hand count it, and that is what we'll use for the official tally, but it doesn't preclude us from also putting it through the machine to see if those two numbers match.
Well, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, then you can go back and recount. Most of our ballots come in from mail.
Yes.
It's been like that in Shasta County for 20 years.
Well, actually, we did experience a change right around the time of COVID. So prior to COVID.
Well, I think if you go back and look, there were still a lot of ballots that came in.
That's not my understanding from talking to the elections office is prior to COVID, they did get mail-in ballots. Whoever requested them, you know, the ill, the military overseas, somebody who works out of town.
What was the percentage?
They only got a couple thousand of those. Maybe in the handful, you know, 3,000 to 5,000.
I've got to go back and check that because things I've been reading says that, you know, Shasta County is a mail-in because people have asked for
it. They changed it at COVID. What happened was Governor Newsom made a decree that everybody would have a mail-in ballot. It would be a mass mailing,
right,
whether you requested it or not.
And they're still doing that.
And so at the time when he made the decree, it was not legislated. It was not law. But shortly thereafter, our California legislature,
said you go
encoded it.
So
yeah.
everybody gets a ballot.
So it's mandatory mail-out balloting to everybody, whether they want the ballot or not.
Yes, yeah, so you have to bring that ballot in, even if you want to vote that day.
Yeah.
So you're
you don't have to bring it in anymore. That's outdated. But
oh, it is?
Yeah. So basically what the reform would be that we're suggesting here by our charter amendment is that it would go back to prior to COVID time. So it'll go back to how it used to be, where if you request a ballot, you'll get a ballot. However, it won't be a mass mailing to everybody.
Okay.
Well, how do you prevent the state from mailing them?
Well,
we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break.
Okay.
Let me see. What do we got here? Oh, Four Winds Jewelry.
Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive for all your jewelry needs. If you have an estate piece, you need to have evaluated. If you want to go in and see what they have, the holidays are coming up at special times, people are getting engaged, whatever, go in there. They will help you through this process. By the way, I love estate pieces, so there's always estate pieces in there as well as great Native American pearls, you name it, it's in there. Opal experts, watch repair, it's all under one roof. The only full service jewelry and watch repair in the North State. That's Four Winds Jewelry, and we'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Inviting Cultures is hosting a special free event on Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Meadow Lane Elementary School at 2770 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson. This multicultural gathering is designed to foster harmony among diverse cultures and will feature on-site health screenings where attendees can speak with experts about health, nutrition, also climate resilience, and disaster preparedness. This celebration will also delight your taste buds with international free foods while you enjoy multicultural music and listen to inspiring guest speakers. Both kids and adults alike will love the martial arts demonstrations and opportunities to learn about Native American traditions. Inviting Culture's special event will be filled with plenty of fun activities for the kids Saturday, October 4th at Meadow Lane Elementary School in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Don't miss this unforgettable day of connection, creativity, and celebration. Free booth space is still available by calling 530-440-2626.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Good
with
morning.
Carl Lindabot. Tomorrow we're going to be at Caffeinate for a Cause.
Right down here in
right
front of Dutch Brothers.
Right down the street on Market, right in front of Dutch Bros. Just be looking for our pop-up and the big, you know, big thing that says KCNR Radio. And Linda and I will be sitting there drinking cups of Dutch Bro coffee.
Turtle Bay has approximately 8,200 members. Well, remember, when you drive through all the money, it's a fundraiser for Turtle Bay.
For
so they
Turtle
do
Bay.
Have morning shifts and then afternoon shifts. So this turtle would join us downtown, and there'll be Tyler
Whittle.
Mm-hmm.
And
his beautiful bride.
And his bride.
And we'll be talking about that when we get out there, about the 2025 Caffeinate for a Cause.
Right.
Fundraising for Turtle Bay.
Also joining us tomorrow will be Heather Hedwick, our assembly member, will be calling in.
Great.
Assembly woman will be calling in. But we're with Laura Hobbs. They've just turned in 10,000 signatures that will probably should, you know, get us a vote for next June during the primaries about changes in our voting here, which would include voter ID, same-day results, paper poll books, which have already been done, cleaning the voter rolls, hand counting, one-day election, and...
and ending mass mailing of ballots. That's where we left off.
I'd be interested to see how that works. But I did not realize that the state says do it, and then our own registrar of voters is the ones that mail them out. I guess that makes sense. And mails them out to everybody. And then you used to have to bring that ballot with you, but things have changed since then. So if we don't have mass mailings, unless you ask for an absentee ballot, you can still get those.
Yes.
You can still vote by mail.
Absolutely.
Nobody's keeping you from it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially like military and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So you can still do that. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Pretty cool. We'll see what happens.
I think that's good news, don't you?
I think it's great that, you know, again, you get the public involved with it and let the voters make those decisions instead of secret meetings behind closed doors like happens in Sacramento a lot.
Yep.
Okay. So, what else is going on?
I could give you an update on the Ladd versus Toller case if you're interested. That's under appeal right now.
What's that?
In Sacramento. That's based on the November 2024 election when we had the ink overspray issues and, like I mentioned
from
earlier
vendor,
in the show.
From the vendor, right?
From Runbeck, yeah.
Yeah.
And so there were a number of laws violated during that election. We also had, in that case, there was...
Are you going to set aside the election then?
No, they don't aim to set aside the election.
Okay.
They just want to make sure that the California state laws are followed.
Okay.
So we had about, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but there was about 2,000 people that were sent ballots that were actually marked as undeliverable in the previous election. So they were, instead of being removed from the voter roll, they were not removed and they were sent out a ballot in November. And of those, about 600 of them sent a ballot back, returned a ballot as valid. And we also had in that election, like I mentioned earlier, 2,783 more ballots counted than there were voters who actually voted. So there's certain California election laws that were not followed in that last election. The case was not heard based on its merits. Judge Hanna went ahead and approved the demurrer, which is to get it dismissed. The county was representing Thomas Toller in this case, although, like Joanna Francesca said, she was primarily the one in charge in training Thomas and making all of the important decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So the county is defending it. We want to actually have the case heard based on its merits. So it's under appeal now at the 3rd District Court.
Okay, I'm changing the subject back. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So that's
no problem.
That's where we are there.
Brief update.
One of the things Clint said when I was in there the other day was, say we have 5,000 mail-in ballots. It could be. And so those can be – those they open that up on October 3rd. So they can start counting those when they get them, or do they have to wait?
So,
and he told me, but I don't remember right now. It seemed to me that he said you could start counting them before November 4th.
According to California election law, if it's a mail-in ballot, you can start counting it. I believe it's like approximately 2 weeks before the actual election.
Yeah, so you can you can have all those counted then.
You're not allowed to tabulate. You're allowed to scan it through the machine, and you just can't click that tabulate button.
Okay.
But if people like myself are weary of that because if you have a bad actor that goes in there and has access to the machine remotely, they could easily click that tabulate button remotely and see what the results are and know exactly how many votes they need to shift the outcome of the election. In the last, I know it's mind-boggling, but we did see in the audit logs evidence of possible intrusion into our voting systems. There was unauthorized time changes. There were corrupted audit log files, and that's part of what Ladd versus Toller was going to address. Because once you see a suspected breach into the system, according to California election law, you're not supposed to use those machines.
Do you trust Curtis?
Absolutely. I trust Clint Curtis. He's working and doing the best he can within the system that he's in. Unfortunately, it's not an easy, there's a lot of, there's a culture there, let's just put it that way, that's hard to break through. For instance, as an election observer.
1 minute left.
Okay.
That's right.
Please
go.
As an observer, the climate there is not friendly. I'll just put it that way.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot friendlier and a lot more open. If it goes the way I saw yesterday and the way that you've seen on the television. There's plenty of places for observers. It's like redundancy in triplicate. So I hope this takes away any visions of cheating.
Absolutely.
Or your vote not counting.
Or people screaming at people when they come outside we don't need that.
Yeah. We don't
need
that. Come on. We don't need that.
So
okay.
If folks want to learn more, they can go to SaveShastaElections.org. We have the full text of the measure. You can donate there. You can get all of our press releases as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
I guess it's kind of, fortuitous we're having an election in November that's only got two.
Yeah.
Only got two questions on it. So you can, you know, if you're not starting with three pages of, because I tell you what, those people looking at each one of those pages, and if you're looking at it on the video, that's got to be the most boring, boring thing.
Yep.
But we're going to be down there on election
yeah.
day.
Oh, wonderful.
On a live remote.
Speaking of local politics and government, we have our district attorney, Stephanie Bridger, with us in the next hour.
Okay, we'll be right back after the news.
Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says this morning's attack at an ICE detention center in Dallas, where three people were shot, resulted in multiple injuries and fatalities. She says the attacker died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Correspondent George Williams with reaction to the bloodshed.
Vice President Vance has posted on X saying, quote, "The obsessive attack on law enforcement, particularly ICE, must stop. I'm praying for everyone hurt in this attack and for their families," unquote. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said details are still emerging and that the motive for the shooting remains unclear, saying on X, quote, "While we don't know the motive yet, we know that our ICE law enforcement is facing unprecedented violence against them. It must stop," unquote.
And Acting ICE Director Todd Lyon cites disinformation and dangerous politically motivated rhetoric. Addressing the UN, President Trump held nothing back, telling the General Assembly delegates that their countries are being ruined by mass migrations being promoted and funded by the UN. It was a wide-ranging address, the President again demanding that Hamas release all of the hostages and do so now.
Speaking to world leaders at the UN General Assembly, the President said the time for partial releases is over. He called on Hamas to immediately release all hostages, both living and dead.
Release the hostages now. Just release the hostages now.
He also criticized several countries for recognizing a Palestinian state, which he called a reward to Hamas for its October 7th attacks in Israel. Greg Plugston, Washington.
Saying he did not and would not make light of the death of Charlie Kirk, Jimmy Kimmel returned to the air last night on ABC, but a large group of TV stations refusing to air the program. On Wall Street, the Dow up 43 points, NASDAQ down 9. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Activists say drones have targeted their Gaza-bound flotilla.
The Global Sumud Flotilla says it was attacked during the night by unidentified drones and communications jamming. It adds that at least 13 explosions were heard on and around several flotilla boats, while drones or aircraft dropped unidentified objects on at least 10 boats. The activists aim to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza. No casualties were reported, but the flotilla says there's damage to the vessels and widespread obstruction in communications. Sumud posted a brief video showing what appeared to be an explosion on or near one of the vessels. There's been no immediate response to questions regarding the attack from the Israeli military. I'm Charles Delaveau.
Estonia is extending a fence along its border with Russia. It's also building anti-tank ditches and bunkers, preparing for a possible conflict with Moscow. Townhall.com. A retired tennis star speaks out about the dangers of artificial intelligence after financial advice that was falsely attributed to him.
Rafael Nadal is warning about fake online videos of him offering financial advice. Nadal says on Tuesday he has never endorsed the videos or their messages. He explained on LinkedIn that false videos using AI have been circulating. These videos imitate his image and voice, falsely attributing investment advice to him. Nadal calls it misleading advertising and unrelated to him. He's emphasizing the need for society to distinguish between real and manipulated content. He also urges ethical and responsible use of technology. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell signals a cautious approach to future interest rate cuts. That is in sharp contrast to other Fed officials calling for a more urgent, aggressive approach. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Wednesday, hump day, the 24th of September, 8:05 in the morning. News at top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And you talk about a bunch of nothing international days.
Stop it, Carl.
It's National Punctuation Day.
Well, that's
period.
Okay, important.
I'm going to start all over again. National Punctuation Day, period. What do you think of that, Linda? Question mark.
That's what I do.
We have Stephanie Bridget, yes, County DA with us.
Exclamation point, mark.
Exclamation point, exclamation point.
Yes, and that's what we do with our, and it's horrible. I end up doing it because I just am a ditz when it comes to texting. So I'll do a voice text, which is what we're talking about. And if I don't say period or if I don't say capital, which I don't do the run-on sentences and they make no sense, and then they say something else, like when you're saying, let's get a ride, it'll be like, let's take a boat or something that's completely different. Anyway, today it's going to be sunny, high near 94. It looks like we're going to be around 65 tonight. Calm winds. Tomorrow calls for Thursday. On our Thursday, calls for about 94 in the morning. Overnight lows of 66. Friday calls for around 99. Overnight lows on 66 on Friday night. Saturday up to 92. And Sunday, we drop 10 degrees to 82. A lovely forecast indeed. The weather is bright. But Sunday night, chance of showers, it says. And on Monday night, a chance of showers. Monday and Tuesday, looks like next week could possibly bring in some sprinkles. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated generationally in Anderson with the Kinney family. Doing great, great, wonderful things and deeds. And in the Angel Network, they do wonderful things in Shasta County and beyond. 365-3793, located in Anderson. Always when we read the weather, they are the sponsors of the weather. Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay. Hey, today our guest is Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Good.
It's our Law Enforcement Wednesday.
You're the first person I've seen come in a turtleneck. I love my turtleneck.
I do, too. It's that time.
I know, trying to get to that time of year. I'm trying to find
just a
turtleneck. I know they're selling them at Macy's, but I've been looking for ribbed.
Ribbed
turtlenecks are not easy to find. I don't know. But anyway, you look great today. How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. How are you guys?
Thanks for being here.
So, a lot of stuff going on at DA's office.
Yeah.
As usual.
We're busy.
The trial, you know, it's been in the paper and news and everything's going on, but that's the pretrial the
preliminary
hearing. Is over.
Yes, on the Tyler McCain case, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So the preliminary hearing, it ended yesterday, and there was a holding order on all counts.
Okay, so that means then it goes to trial.
Yeah, so what the words holding order mean is basically they're hold to answer to the charges. It says, okay, the judge has looked at the evidence and said, yes, there's sufficient evidence there to send this case to trial and hold them to answer on all the charges.
Okay, yeah. So that case then is moving forward.
Yeah, it'll move forward. So our next date is going to be October 7th. He'll come in, and at this point, it changes from being a complaint that we filed to what's called an information. We'll file that. He'll come in, and he'll be arraigned on that again. You know, plead guilty, not guilty, whatever. It's typically a not guilty plea. And we set trial dates. So from that point, trial dates will be set.
So it comes back again, mm-hmm. And then the trial date is set.
Then settlement conference, well, what we will set is settlement conference and trial dates.
What's a settlement conference?
That's usually going to be, you know, typically halfway between the preliminary hearing and the trial is a settlement date where all parties come in. We meet with the judge. We discuss the case, the strengths, the weaknesses, counteroffers, and see if the case can come to a resolution.
So if things are, you know, you can play out or whatever.
Yeah. See if there can be a potential resolution.
Potential. Okay.
Yeah. Then the actual trial date will be after that.
All right. But you've had a couple others. Murders that have been adjudicated.
Yeah, we've had a lot of cases either plead or go to trial and have had some really good resolutions, and just there's been no shortage of homicide
cases. Those two, which is you go back and you look at the number of homicides in Shasta County over the years.
Right.
It's not that many. I mean, it goes up and goes down. Oh, yeah, right in front of you. So
I actually have that in front of me.
Okay, now those two young guys that killed the two people, has that gone to trial, or were they found guilty?
Which one are you talking about?
They killed two people. It was in the paper. They're two younger-looking guys that murdered two people.
I'm trying to figure out which case you're talking about.
I know.
Because we had the double murder... the Merriman, that one did enter a plea on that one.
Yes,
that was a single defendant.
Oh, but this was a different one. Let me go back and look while you two are talking. It was just in the paper.
But a lot of people are interested in, you know, what is a preliminary hearing. We could talk a little bit about that, because I see a lot of, you know, comments online on how's the trial going, what's happening on the trial, or, you know, oh, preliminary hearing's over. Okay, so that means he's found guilty. And that's not how that works. Preliminary hearing is just a hearing in front of a judge to see if there's enough evidence to proceed to trial. Typically, those were going to, you know, they can be very brief. They can be a 15 to 30-minute hearing. Homicide cases can be a lot longer. They can be several hours or several days. And, you know, this one was obviously a couple of weeks, because we had a significant amount of work that was done in this investigation that we wanted to put forward to make sure that the judge was able to see that, especially in light of the fact that Nikki's body still has not been found, that was significant for us to put on as much as we could to get to the point that we are today.
So let me ask a question here, not knowing law. In the preliminary hearing, help me see this. You take your facts, you take what you know in front of the judge, and then that sets for, okay, now we're going to go to trial, or now we're going to have a full investigation. Now it's official. We're going to do this.
Right.
Can any of the evidence, anything that's used in the preliminary hearing, come through and be used in the main trial and the main?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it can in a couple different ways. So you have, if you have actual witnesses come in and testify as opposed to like an officer testifying to what people said, which you can do at a preliminary hearing. But if we bring those actual witnesses in and they give full testimony, they're completely subject to a full cross-examination, and then we get to the jury trial, and that person doesn't show up, there is case law that supports our ability. If we've made every effort to try to get that person, get them to court, and we just can't get them in there to be able to use that previous testimony.
Okay. Well, that's important to know.
Yeah, or if they do show up and they say something completely different, then that prior testimony can be used at that point as well, too.
Which has happened.
Yeah, I mean, that happens frequently in cases where
people will say something and come back and recant it.
Yeah.
But we've already got your testimony, which is why you're here today.
Yeah, I mean, typically we're going to have their recorded initial interview that they are going to be impeached with in court when they say something different. You know, if they say, I saw this happen, and then they come into court and say, nope, I lied, I actually really didn't see it happen, then we can play their recorded the recorded interview where they said no, where they said, yeah, I did see it happen. And then it's really up at a preliminary hearing, it's going to be up to the judge to judge that credibility. Do I believe the credibility of this witness standing in court today saying, no, I didn't actually say that, or I lied when I said that, and here's why I lied? Or are they going to believe the prior recorded statement that they'll often watch and be able to observe the witnesses when they originally gave their statement, and then that it's a credibility decision at the preliminary hearing for a judge to say which statement of this person do I believe is true, and then it becomes the same at trial. Are they going to believe the witness sitting there right then and what they say if it's different from a recorded interview previously? And that's, you know, that's why we have jurors. They're there to judge the strength of the evidence, the credibility of the witnesses. So sometimes it can seem straightforward to, you know, a person, charges are filed, they're guilty, but there's a lot more that goes into that case to actually prove it, and a lot more dynamics that a judge is weighing and ultimately that jurors are weighing once it gets to court. Once it gets to a jury trial.
Okay.
So it's very, very,
we're here with Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Thinking about, you know, if you've been injured at work, it can be life-changing for you, your family, everybody. You may not be able to go back to that job, but you're not getting the treatment or the training that you deserve, that you rate, that you paid for. Well, you're going to need some help, and it's going to be Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, out of Palo Cedro, to help you with any type of workers' compensation questions. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick, and you're going to get some really good advice. This guy knows workers' comp laws. They are not easy to work your way around. He also knows how insurance companies a lot of times will, you know, delay, deny, those kind of things. Well, he can get that fixed for you. That's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, GormanLaw.com, or call him at 530-262-2168. We know Patrick Gorman. He's a scrapper, and he's honest. He's going to give you the best advice. We'll be right back with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
That time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
No.
That's what I was looking for.
No,
I was looking for that.
That was for you.
That's what we were looking for. Thank
you. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. With Carl and Linda Bach. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, it's a great time to find or start a career at the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now for different backgrounds, part-time, full-time. You get all the, you know, medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers in the main menu. And we're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA. And I asked this to the Reading Police. I asked this to the Sheriff's Office. I don't even know why I continue asking this, but I'm going to ask you to.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like we're getting more violent. We're getting more violent out there. And what they'll tell me is, well, yeah, there's, you know, we go through cycles
mm-hmm.
where it's more violent, and then it just, and then for some reason it really, you know, tamps down. But it just seems to me, it over the past 4 or 5 years, it just seems like we're seeing more violent things happening, you know, people being attacked. And we don't even see a lot of these because they don't even make it into the paper.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be serious. It's got to be something like somebody is, shot and it's, or something like stabbed. This guy that just stabbed somebody the other day that was already on parole from stabbing another person.
Yeah.
I want to, we'll probably ask about that. But So, then I'm talking to other people that says they're down at the hospital helping people that have been, you know, raped and, you know, beat up bad, but you never even see those.
Yeah. Well, my opinion on this is that we've got so many people that are getting out of state prison way before their sentences should be concluded because of the passage of Prop 57 that's kind of given a blank check to the state prison system to give credits and allow people out early. So we have people who have committed, you know, horrible things, horrible crimes, and then they're getting out, you know, they get a 15, 20, 30-year sentence, and they're getting out in 5 years, 6 years, and they're back out on the street committing crimes. So we definitely are seeing a lot of that.
The Chief Barner was very surprised to find out we have a hotel here that's housing sex offenders, arsonists, all types of people, and he didn't even know. He didn't know that was going on.
Right.
And he said now he's checking to see how many other hotels. And these hotels that are housing them also have regular tourists or people coming through living in that same hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't there a law against that?
When you're talking about a private business can, you know, pretty much rent to who they want to rent to, rent those hotel rooms to.
But it seemed like there should be something like, oh, yes, Mr. and Mrs. Smith and your four kids. By the way, your neighbor next to you is a pedophile from Oregon.
Yeah.
I mean,
kind of sounds like it would be a good thing to know.
I mean, you've got to tell somebody buying a house, somebody died in it.
Right.
And you've got to tell them there's a VRBO right down the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if you got to tell them that, you ought to be able to tell somebody's getting ready to check in your hotel. Oh, by the way, we have some pedophiles in here.
Especially if it's a place that's kind of known for renting them to pedophiles or other types of people, letting people know. But
it's one thing to take a hotel, make it a halfway house, and get all this stuff. And that's happened. Okay. I got no problem with that because that's who's there. But to put them in the rooms next to other people, the civilians, John Q. Public, there ought to be a law.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could make a local law.
Go make some laws.
What?
Well, may be surprised, but one person, if they get in there, say, this is wrong, the hotel should have to tell people they're housing criminals on a regular basis, and this is the range of criminals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, how would you like to have kids out in the swimming pool swimming with Mr. Jones next door? He's really friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see how passionate you are.
I am about
this.
I
agree.
You know what?
I completely agree.
Let people make up their minds, but give them the damn information.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Especially when I'm on my soapbox. Especially when we're dealing with the safety of children.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Quick story. My son-in-law was part of the HOA, you know, of the suburb he lived in. Found out that there was a sex offender. Pedophile type.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in the neighborhood. Okay. Lived with his parents. The school bus would stop in front of that house to drop the kids off, and he'd be out on the porch.
Oh, yeah.
When he found that out, the school bus changed location.
Well, that's good. That's good that the school did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, anyway.
He'll have no fury.
Okay. Yeah. 100%.
Like a gambo on the prom.
I know, man. Thank God.
Okay.
We asked during the first segment and now again kind of about homicide specifically.
Yeah.
And so I actually did bring in some of our stats on that because we did recently look because we're putting together an annual report and we hope to get that out sometime soon. But when looking back at our homicides over the last several years, if you look at from 2021 up through to now, it does vary each year with how many we file. But on average, we file about 13 cases per year. And this is going to include, our typical homicide that people think of, like where you shoot, where someone gets shot or stabbed. Uh-huh. But it's also going to include our, like our vehicular where someone's DUI and they kill somebody or someone's driving and they're grossly negligent and end up causing a collision and killing people. So it's kind of got that gambit.
And we've seen that somebody that was on being chased or they road raged and killed a lady.
Yep. Yep.
That's a homicide.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's an average, right? 13?
Yeah, average is 13. So if you look at 2021, we filed 16. And 2022, we filed 12. In 2023, we filed 10. And in last year, we filed 15. So it's, you know, there's no big spike. There's no big dip when we're looking at what we would see as some of the most violent crimes is when somebody gets killed, obviously.
Now, I don't want to put you on because you can't have all the statistics in your head and you don't know what I'm going to ask. and I come in from weird areas. But violence, it doesn't appear to me there's like a lot of violence on John Q. Public and like your homeless or your drug guys and all that. It's usually among themselves. Am I correct in that?
I guess I don't know exactly your question. Talking about just in the homeless
people,
population?
Homeless, but in the criminals are hurting each other.
Oh, I see.
As opposed to breaking in my door to come in and do a home invasion or attacking Linda, she's walking down the street. These things,
I think if it was that,
you'd see a much more, people really getting excited about it.
I think it's fair to say that a lot of our violent crimes, people getting stabbed, stuff like that, that doesn't result in homicide, are situations where it's, people communities, maybe they're it's a community where people have, a lot of them all have criminal records. But that's not all of them, for sure. We certainly have them where, as you call it, John Q. Public.
It gets involved.
is at the wrong place or makes the wrong comment or someone wants their car or wants to break into their house. So we definitely have that. But I would be in agreement that, we probably have more of them where our victim also has somewhat of a criminal record as well.
Well, that guy that just stabbed somebody.
Yeah.
And it was on parole from another stabbing. It sounded like they were both homeless or having some kind of problems there. Not that that makes it right.
Sure.
At all.
Yeah, it doesn't. You can't, just because a person has a criminal record doesn't mean that they should be killed or stabbed or anything.
Absolutely
like that. The
not.
Law is the same for everybody.
But when you put yourself you put yourself in hazardous areas, a lot of times hazards happen. So we got to take a quick break here, and I'll shut up for the next half hour.
we're very passionate about things.
Well, the thing about the hotel really bothered me because we stay in hotels. And we stayed in one the other night that was maybe questionable.
Oh, yeah.
And
we were lucky to get out without a bed, like a big old swollen eye the next day from bed bugs. And we slept with our robes on. And we were just like.
It was one of those because it was getting,
we were tired.
It was getting close to midnight. And it was
please.
Just like Linda was begging
rest
me to.
Rest these weary bones.
No, I'm going to drive straight through. Okay. But I just really think there ought to be some kind of law that says if you're housing criminals and you're doing that on a regular basis, then the people coming into that hotel need to know about it, at least be warned that this is the kind of neighbors you're going to have.
Okay.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, yes, my barbershop. Found them in 2007, have never left, no matter what they say to me. I still keep coming back. Founded in 1960. Been in the same location since 67, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway. Great haircuts, very fair prices. I can make an appointment, which I really like. At first, I didn't know if I was going to like that, but yeah, I like it. I can call, see it works on my schedule and get my haircut, roll in, get my haircut and roll out, or just hang around if that's what I want. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, my friends. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Give them a call. 244-9478. We'll be right back with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Refresh your garden at Turtle Bay Garden Nursery's Fall Plant Sale on Saturday, October 4th. Save 20 to 30% on native and drought-tolerant plants, all propagated on-site and ready to thrive in our climate. Turtle Bay members get early access on Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., with a sale open to the public from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive at the west entrance of the gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale, Saturday, October 4th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauch Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric? With so many sizes available, you'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauch's Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at lauchslandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauch's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It's hump day. Yes, it's hump day. And which is better, you know, Monday is, you start off the week, Tuesday's meh. Nothing goes on Tuesday. Wednesday's hump day, Thursday you're sliding into Friday.
Absolutely. Hey, we want to remind everybody, tomorrow morning, we are going to be out for Caffeinate for a Cause, between 7 and 9, doing our broadcast live in front of Dutch Brothers, right down the street from our station here. Remember that Caffeinate Cause, the contribution support, 300 acres of exploration will be out there with Tyler and Jess, and Devin Haranda with KRCR News. And also Turtle Bay, you know, it's a great place where, I think, everything that you buy coffee-wise, a portion of the proceeds is donated back to Turtle Bay.
All the barista tips.
And all the barista tips.
All the barista tips.
And you'll get to see some of their animals, the skunk, the lizards, and it's great to bring your kids through.
The California condor, it'll be flying overhead. And we're here with Stephanie Bridget, who, Shasta County District Attorney. We're talking about crime and punishment here. That's a good name for a book, Crime and Punishment.
It probably already exists.
Oh, it probably is. Dolsky, some Russian guy.
Something out there, I'm sure.
So has it gotten any better, the personnel problems that y'all have been facing for years?
No.
Or for a couple years?
We've had a little bit more luck recently with filling some of our support staff positions, so that's been good as far as our legal process and legal secretary positions. So those are crucial. But attorneys, no.
Those are trained. Yeah. Those are, and a legal secretary isn't just like somebody that knows Excel and Word. They've been under training, right? Can you train them?
Vast majority we train in-house.
Okay.
Very rarely do we get them. Sometimes we'll get someone who's, you know, worked in a court, system for a while. So they're familiar with a lot of pieces of what we do. It's probably rare that we get someone from another DA's office that's already trained.
What about somebody that works for just a lawyer?
Well, I mean, at least they...
I mean, I'm not just a lawyer. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But a civilian lawyer out there.
Sure. They would at least know how to, like, go file stuff at the court and stuff like that. But I think our procedures and processes are very different than a civil firm.
Okay.
That it we would gladly take them and train them, and I'm sure they'd have a leg up from someone who doesn't have any experience. But there is a lot of differences
now,
in what we do than the civil world.
Do you have a problem with after you train them up and they've got a couple years under their belt that they look around and there's a job that pays them $10 an hour more?
Yeah, we've definitely had that issue.
Yeah,
because
that's what I thought.
You know, the county doesn't pay very much for those types of positions, even though those positions are extremely crucial to the entire criminal justice system, because they're handling everything we do from the day one that the case comes into the office. I mean, a case isn't even going to get filed without that support staff doing everything they need to do to get the case processed into our system, to an attorney for review, get the complaint put together and to the courthouse. I mean, we just simply could not file cases without that staff. So they are crucial and do an amazing work for us every day. So getting proper pay for them would be great. It is the position, the legal secretary position, where I was able to just get it alternatively staffed to legal secretary 1-2. So that does give a little bit of a career ladder with a little bit of extra pay for them. So that was,
that was a good thing.
Yeah. Had been trying to get that for quite a while. So we've had some luck there. We're still very understaffed. I had requested the 5, additional legal secretaries at budget last year to try to get us up to where we needed to be.
Uh-huh.
We were given 1. So that was, you know, 1 and the alternate staffing of, secretary 1-2. So it was kind of a step in the right direction, but we still need a lot more. Unfortunately, we haven't had any progress on the attorney front though.
Well, let me bring this up because you're too much of a nice person, but you compare us to another county. And I can't remember which one it is. Mm-hmm. Same amount of caseloads.
Sure.
Same size county. Twice as many lawyers, twice as many support staff.
Right.
So their people are working like regular hours, 40-hour weeks, and ours are working until they burn out, and then they go find another place to work.
Very true. Very true. Yeah, we did do that comparison with other counties that have a similar caseload as us, similar amount of input from their local law enforcement and the amount of output, meaning the amount of cases that actually result in filing of felony and misdemeanor cases. And we compare with them, they have about double the staffing for support staff and double the attorneys that we have. That is true. And, you know, since back then, we still haven't been able, I believe we've brought 1 person on in the last 6 months, attorney-wise. So we are still currently down 5 positions.
Do you get, like, the newbies, usually?
That's usually what we get, is someone who has recently passed the bar, and they come up here, and they join our misdemeanor team, and we start the training process, and hopefully are able to get them to stay and make this their home and make this their career, which a lot of people do once they get up here. I mean, that's what I did. But getting someone who is a lateral, so meaning they've got experience as a prosecutor in another DA's office to come here has been virtually almost unheard of for us in many years.
In the police, they do get lat moves.
They do.
Like that. Mm-hmm. And what it means is less training time. They've got a history of the guy or girl that they can come in, you know, and it balances out getting the newbies because getting out of post academy for the first time.
Right.
I can imagine it'd be the same thing with lawyers. And again, you go back to where do you find them? Well, they're usually the new guys and girls.
Yes, the newbies, because anyone that's got more experience, they're going to be in bigger offices, or now not even bigger offices, similarly sized offices, but offices that just pay significantly more.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at Butte County, they now pay their prosecutors at Sacramento levels, and we just can't compete with them.
Well, they're close to Sacramento, so I can understand that kind of. But
I mean,
but you can't. Yeah, but if you've got a guy doing the same job and he can make $50,000 a year more, are we talking like $50,000?
When you look at a county size, I mean, they're. They all just got, I think it was around 25% raises for all of their positions, along with a big signing bonus and everything to try to get people into that office. So when you're looking at, do I want to come to Northern California? You've got Sacramento, you've got Butte, you've got all these places that pay significantly more, and you're doing the same type of work. So we're not just competing against Sacramento now. We're also competing against counties of a similar size like Butte, where we used to be, you know, the one that paid more, the one that was more attractive to go to, and now we're not. So it's just having a big impact, because we're down five prosecutors, which is significant when we don't.
When you run
have
how many cases a month?
Well, a month I don't know. But yearly we file close to anywhere from around 9,000 to 10 or 11,000 cases per year that we're going to file.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's a lot of. It's a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have the cases still pending from the previous year. So.
Years.
Or years. Yeah. Typically years.
Okay. So. We're here with Stephanie Bridget. You know, we need, and it all comes down to a budget thing.
Sure.
But what happens is that you're slowly grinding to less each year, and at some point it's going to grind to a halt, in my opinion. I mean, you'll never stop fighting.
Yeah, you can't keep sustaining bigger and bigger and bigger caseloads with less and less staff, for sure. That's just
the police are out there just like, you know, keeping us safe, and then we can't put them in jail, we can't do any of this stuff, and eventually the legal system's going to grind down.
Yeah, I mean,
not enough judges.
I've said that many times.
No, I know.
Well, let's double our police, but that isn't really ultimately going to move the needle when we don't have prosecutors and public defenders and enough judges. It's got to be the whole system. We have to come in with a holistic whole system approach if we really want to move the needle and make things better.
Okay. All right. We were Stephanie Bridget, and we are going to take a quick break and come back for our last segment.
All right. KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM streaming worldwide on KCNR1460.com. We are your talk radio, and we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Inviting Cultures is hosting a special free event on Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Meadow Lane Elementary School at 2770 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. This multicultural gathering is designed to foster harmony among diverse cultures and will feature on-site health screenings where attendees can speak with experts about health, nutrition, also climate resilience, and disaster preparedness. This celebration will also delight your taste buds with international free foods while you enjoy multicultural music and listen to inspiring guest speakers. Both kids and adults alike will love the martial arts demonstrations and opportunities to learn about Native American traditions. Inviting Culture's special events will be filled with plenty of fun activities for the kids. Saturday, October 4th at Meadow Lane Elementary School in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Don't miss this unforgettable day of connection, creativity, and celebration. Free booth space is still available by calling 530-440-2626. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, we're just all in here chit-chatting about everything.
Want to remind everybody about the special that's going on at Holiday Harbor. Kevin, if you're listening, I'm going to be calling you afterwards because we're going to schedule, what do you want to call it? We're going to confirm.
A date.
But definitely, if you haven't gone out this year in 2025, it's not too late. You can get out on, Holiday Harbor.
In October for their special that's going on, 15% off all rentals. And if you mention Carl, Linda, Buford, Odina, or KCNR or Free Fire Radio, you'll get an additional 10% off. So it's 25% off rentals. It's beautiful out there on the lake. It's quiet. There's not crowded. Fishing's great.
And it's a fishing special. So, and then also you've got, your houseboats will be, the great discount going on right now with houseboats as well, because I think they usually go until the middle of October or maybe the third week of October before they, put some of their, rentals out, and they do such a wonderful job locally where they, take care of everything is done locally. This is what we love about shop local, stay local. When you think about in a houseboat, the motors, the windows,
The screen doors you can run through.
Yeah, I've done it. Sorry.
Give them a call, 530-238-2383. Or go to LakeShasta.com for Holiday Harbor. You won't be sorry. And you know what? Get away for the weekend or during the week, and you're going to have a great time. All right, we're here with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget. And, of course, what we talk about during the break is high school rodeo.
Horses, high school rodeo, all the fun stuff.
I did not realize, it has nothing to do with the DA's office, I did not realize that we had such a huge high school rodeo presence up here in the North State.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, you kind of look for teams, and there's not teams per se, as it is just the kids competing.
It's by district.
By district.
Yeah, states broken up into districts.
And District 1, the one we're in, until the governor changes it again, will be, that's like six counties? Is that what
you
said?
Yeah, it's six or seven counties up here that all compete. Yeah.
Okay,
very interesting. I'm going to try to get the president of District 1 in to talk to you so he can give you all the details.
Well, I would love to have that happen because that's... up here in Northern California, rodeo's big.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people don't even know it exists.
Yeah. I knew there was high school rodeos, but I thought they were always like had to be like a high school team, but that's not true.
It's not true. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going back to the DA's office. let's go back to, something not as happy.
But all of the things that we do in the community roll through if there's any kind of, lawsuits, and the DA covers so many things. What does...
Crime impacts everything, for sure. But one thing I did want to talk about is, because we were just talking about staffing, and we did recently go to a prosecutor's job fair, and that's something that we've never done at the state level before.
Wow.
Several of the bigger DA's offices down in the Southern California area really put this together, promoted heavily. All the DA offices were invited to go. We went, and it was a pretty good success. I mean, a vast majority of the people who attended, over 100 plus people showed up, people in law school, people looking for jobs as prosecutors. And we've got, four follow-up interviews that we're going to do out of that.
Wow.
Now it's people who they have expressed that their families in Southern California that they want to stay down there, but you never know. We can sometimes grab one of those and get them up here, but it was a success. And the hope is that now we're going to put one together that would be in, more Northern California in Sacramento.
That would be a good idea.
That would be great.
You can tell them we actually have airlines here that can fly down to Southern California in just an hour.
Yeah.
Only
an hour away. You could drive an hour if you lived in L.A., or you could just fly an hour, right?
There you go. Get down there and...
right.
Whoa, it's
plus
true.
The airport time.
But you're right, and that has something to do with... It's kind of like when we've got like 40 residents in training right here, medical residents.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to get, when you're picking them to come here, you kind of like to get them from this general region around here, Northern California, mm-hmm. Southern Oregon, maybe Nevada, so that they've got something else that holds them here. So if you can, you've got, how many law schools do we have in Northern California?
McGeorge is our biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento.
In Sacramento. But anything north of Sacramento, we don't. I mean, we have like online programs and different programs.
Our online programs,
but
does that prepare you, in your opinion?
I think now, being this far in my career, I think that it could. Because really, law school is preparing you for understanding how to read the law and how to... pass the bar, have an understanding of all the different areas of law, and you're really going to actually learn how to practice law once you get your position. So where back when I was going through law school, I would have thought, how could online help you? And I'm definitely not going to do that. I don't have that opinion now.
Well, it's kind of like this is not really probably a good comparison, but it's Shasta College when they're putting people through their diesel mechanics or any of those trade schools, they can get a certificate.
Right.
But when they're hired, the company, that gets them into the door.
Right.
It's the company that trains them on how they want to see things done and how they do things. So
yeah. And
what that law degree does, it means he or she's passed the bar.
Yeah.
Now the learning.
Now the real learning begins.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely pick up a lot of good stuff, like before law school, I wasn't as fast of a reader and as fast of a note taker and all the things that have come in handy. Mm-hmm. And I did trial advocacy type work through their like mock courtroom program. So that gave me some understanding of how a courtroom would work in a you know, made up setting. So you do get some stuff, but the real learning comes when you come into the office.
It's almost like anything.
Yeah.
And the longer you're in it, the better chance you have of surviving.
Yeah. So, I mean, they get the online degree, still come apply. We're happy to take people and train them.
They've passed the law.
They got their law degree, passed the bar, passed their moral character.
Passed the what? What was the last?
Moral character.
Oh, the moral character one?
Yeah. So you have to do both.
Okay.
Now you rethinking.
How do you pass a moral character? How do you pass a moral character?
Background check.
State bar does a pretty thorough background check on before a person can be admitted to practice bar.
Okay.
In the
that
state
means
of California.
You can't have had.
Felony.
I'm just
you
curious.
You can't have prior. Yeah. I mean prior.
Does that include like a DUI?
Well, I'm sure they'd probably pass someone with a DUI, but
I don't know. Canada is very strong about it. You can't even go through the border.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, it's very so. I don't know. Like if you're,
if you've had more than one.
If it was 15
two.
Years or 20 years, and you did what you had to do in order to, you know. But I was just curious about that. Yeah. I was like, moral, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's a step a lot of people don't really think about, but
right.
that is one of the additional steps to becoming an attorney.
It makes sense that you go do a background check and make sure that you know that they haven't had four felonies in their background. Now they're going to.
Bankruptcy 10 times and, you know, fraudulent businesses and all
different names. Right.
Yeah. So they're going to vet all of that stuff and before a person can become an attorney and get a job and start working for sure.
Stephanie, thanks for being with us.
All right. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. Kind of a catch up.
I know. You're like, oh my God, time
went
by
quick.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts in this last minute? We got everything in there then. Okay. I would just want everybody to remember is that we can have 300 policemen and 300 sheriffs, but if we only have 5 prosecutors, it's not going to work that way.
It's not going to work, yeah.
And that was an exaggeration, of course. Now, tomorrow on the show, we're going to be out at Caffeinate for a Cause.
Right down the
and
street.
Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick will call in, and we'll talk to her for a while.
Right.
And it's going to be right on the corner of Market and Eureka.
Right down the street.
Right here. Down the street. You'll see us.
You can't
look for the look for our KCNR pop-up. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.